U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced Thursday she will not seek a leadership position in the new Congress, making way for a new generation of leaders after Democrats lost control of the House of Representatives in the midterm elections last week. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magadi reports.
Pelosi says she remembers her first visit to the House floor when she was six.
Never would I have thought that someday I would go from homemaker to House Speaker.
She was the nation's first female speaker, and after nearly 20 years in Democratic leadership,
for me, the hour's come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus.
As Democrats prepare to be the minority party, Pelosi says she will not run for leadership re-election, but will keep her seat representing San Francisco. Democrats cheered as Pelosi arrived in the chamber before her remarks and lined up one by one to greet her afterward. Sagar Magani, Washington.
When he celebrates his birthday Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden will become the United States' first president to turn 80 years old while in office. However, Biden does not even register in the top 10 list of the world's oldest current serving leaders, which is led by the 89-year-old president of Cameroon, Paul Biya, and includes 82-year-old Queen Marguerite of Denmark. The White House has not released plans for Biden's birthday celebration, but it's expected to remain low-key and with family along the lines of Biden's past birthdays. Biden's age is garnering attention because he would be 86 by the time a second four-year term ends, should he win the 2024 presidential election. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.